Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888, that's 1-888-FARMERS, to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your car insurance. That's a lot of money for a quick phone call. That's the average national annual savings from survey data July to December 2020. And yes, I'm going to do it. Take
we
that for data.
Bum.
You're supposed to wait till I do my data thing, Iowa Sam.
Data, my pocket's getting fatter.
Uh-oh. Rob Parker trying to rhyme?
That's right.
How you doing,
Parker? Man.
I'm gonna throw something at you quickly. And we're not going to talk about it. It's not a long discussion. Somebody asked me the other day, I don't know, I was on a podcast or something, and they asked me who was my favorite player to watch in the NBA. And I mentioned Steph Curry, who obviously is a lot of fun to watch. But then I threw in, you know what, though, who's right there, too? And I'm saying this because they're about to play Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving. I was like, look, Kyrie Irving with the handle, with the finishes, with the moves, with the jumper. He's got everything offensively. He is one of the most exciting players in the league, with bar none. Are you in agreement with that?
Yeah, he is absolutely worth the price of admission.
Electric.
He really
electric.
Is.
Electric. No doubt about it.
So. Let's just we lost another colleague in this business, Chris, Yahoo Sports football writer,
Therese Paylor, right?
Right. Young guy, Chris, 37 years old. We don't know all the details, but Just
this is incredible, man.
It really is.
Sekou was what, a little over a week ago or a week? I mean,
2 weeks ago, maybe.
It's been like four.
Yeah.
Mel Antonin.
Pedro Gomez.
Sekou, Therese. Right. There was one more who was older. I can't remember the name of the guy.
Mel Antonin?
I thought there was an older. Maybe it wasn't. Somebody.
Yeah, that was just
but
the
yeah,
four.
That's four. Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. Our prayers go out to... He was engaged, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Prayer goes out to his fiance and his
and
family.
His family.
So, yeah,
and all the other people at Yahoo Sports who work with him. I guess he also, Chris, was a sports writer in Kansas City.
Yep.
And had been a guest on our show a couple times. Right, yep. Rob G? You remember, Chris.
Yep.
So, prayers.
Yeah. All right, definitely. All right. We got a lot to talk about today. There's, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, the Super Bowl has come and gone, but there's still plenty of football to talk about. There is some basketball and baseball even. So we got a great show for you guys. Keep it locked right here at Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83 for the next 3 hours. We got a special celebrity corner coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to give you a hint. He's been on recently.
I'm going to take a segment off, okay? I just want you to know.
I just hope you didn't make a bet. I hope you didn't make another bet.
We didn't bet.
Oh, God. You should give up betting for a while.
Just nah,
keep
I don't
your
know.
Money, man.
We'll see.
Keep your money.
Well,
all
you
right.
know, start talking about that. I got a new basketball podcast starting, so I'll tell you
Are
about
you serious?
That. Yeah.
Wow. I saw you had some new Jordans, too. Some light gray ones, light gray and pink.
Yes,
Jordans. Now, those weren't the ones he sent me.
Those are exclusive. Those
Why
cost
couldn't you send
$400.
Me one of those?
Those were exclusive. You wouldn't have liked those either.
You
so
sent
let's
me
just
the
get
Air
off of
Bordens.
But. Just whatever.
All right, we got Iowa Sam on the ones and the twos in for DJ Alex Teicher. We got super producer Rob G running things. And the update is, I didn't hear it earlier, Ralph Irvin back again with the updates. All right, Rob, let's get right into it. Russell Wilson is fed up. I mean, fed up might be a little strong, but frustrated, I think, is apropos. Here's what he said today.
I think that ultimately, for me personally, I think that I want to be able to be involved because at the end of the day, it's your legacy. It's your team's legacy. It's, you know, it's the guys you get to go into the huddle with. And at the end of the day, those guys you got to trust.
Can I tackle this first, Rob?
Please do.
All right. I think, and now Russell is saying he wants some say. He said it when they fired Brian Schottenheimer. He wanted some say on the new guy. And, you know, today he's flexing a little more. Yeah, I think I should have some say. He also mentioned, you know, a little later on that he's tired of getting sacked so much. Rob, he's been sacked 441 times. All right, that is more. That is 100 times more than the next nearest quarterback since Russell entered the league. So he's saying, look, I want to have some say. He's not saying I want to run the team. I got to pick the next coach, the next coordinator. I want, you know, pick my own offensive linemen and receivers. And he's just saying I'd like to be involved somehow. And here's where I think this is coming from, Rob, because we know it's not just Russell Wilson. We know that it is Deshaun Watson now in Houston. Tom Brady this year. Bruce Arians. Antonio Brown's not a fit. He doesn't, you know, we don't need him in our locker room. Tom Brady, look, I want him. The dude, he can play. I can keep, you know, he likes me. He listens to me. He'll be fine. They go out and get him. He catches a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Rob Gronkowski, not old, but out of the league. Brady wants him. He catches two touchdowns in the Super Bowl. Leonard Fournette, you know, gets cut by one of the worst teams in football. And they go and get him, and he ends up playing a big role in their playoff run. So these guys are watching that. But I think part of it too, Rob, is that nowadays we in the media, and we control, let's face it, we control the bulk of the narrative. All the media guys combined, and particularly those on television during the daytime and afternoon, and radio shows like we are and stuff like that. We control the narrative. And we have gone so overboard. I'm not being overly critical, but I'm just overemphasizing a little bit. We put so much emphasis on winning championships. And it is almost like, of course, in reality, we recognize how great Aaron Rodgers is. We recognize how great Kevin Durant or, you know, James Harden is and all these guys. But we nonetheless, in the moment, yeah, when Harden's done or, you know, older, we'll, if he doesn't win a championship, we'll give him major props. Oh, he was great, man. I don't know if anybody but Jordan was a better scorer, all that. But in the moment, right now, we kill the dudes that don't win championships. Even if you got one like Russell Westbrook or Wilson does. It's been a while. It's been a long time. And we harp so much on winning a title that it almost feels like if you don't win the championship, you're garbage. Your season was a waste. You did nothing. And that's not fair, but I think these dudes are saying, look, if that's how it's going to be, you heard Russell say, this is my legacy. If that's how it's going to be, if I'm going to be the guy getting blamed, I'm going to be the guy getting crushed, I'm going to be the guy having my career underestimated because I only won one championship or didn't win any championships, then I want some say. And I'm not saying they're looking at Aaron Rodgers, but I will use him as an example. We know he's one of the best to ever throw the football. Maybe the best. That's certainly arguable. But because they didn't put the defense around him, because they haven't drafted a skill position player in who knows how long, and maybe that's not the only reason, but certainly that's a big part of it. He's only got one ring and one appearance in the Super Bowl. And that hurts his legacy as great as it still will be. So I'm with it, man. I'm with these dudes saying, look, as long as they don't go overboard, like you said, you can't run the franchise. You can't pick the GM and all that. But to have a say, to have things run by you, to be able to voice your opinion and have it be heard, totally legitimate. Totally legitimate.
Could not disagree more. And Russell Wilson, hello, is this microphone on? This is for you, Russell Wilson. Maybe if you didn't throw a touchdown, an interception at the one-yard line, your legacy would be looking better. Were you sacked on that play? Did they not defend for you? Do you remember that play? So when guys want to nitpick and talk about this ain't working and I need this, and you better be careful what you wish for when you start dissing your offensive line and talking about how terrible they are. If you think it was bad before, you watch and see. Maybe somebody might step aside once or twice
you
to
know
let you
not to, do
no.
That.
Guys have already admitted it that it's been done.
They ain't doing that. They'll get cut.
It's been done before, and I'm just telling you, you better be careful who you're ripping, and those
is
guys
saying
protect
anything
you.
Anything wrong?
And the whole
he's been
no,
100 times
let,
more
let,
than
let
anybody
me,
else.
Let
get
me
your
finish,
act together.
Though. Let me finish.
I'm just
those saying. Guys are out there working too.
That
they're
ain't
not
enough.
Trying
you
to give
be
up.
Successful,
Chris. Can I
you
talk?
You know that? All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's just. It doesn't make any sense to me. I just, like, you're the only one trying out there. How dare you go out there and rip on your teammates? You know what? Did you rip on Pete Carroll and say it was the dumbest call ever when they asked you to throw the ball in the end zone with the best running back in the league? I don't remember that speech. Where was that speech that you need a new coach and a new offensive coordinator? You didn't make that speech. That's why you don't have two Super Bowls, because they did the dumbest thing I ever heard in the history of football. And you have the nerve to talk about some offensive line that has protected you for the most part. There are going to be times and situations where you get sacked. It's a part of the game. You're not unique. You're not different. You're like everybody else. Quarterbacks have been getting sacked forever. They're trying to protect you. Maybe the guy on the defensive line is just better. There are better players. You're going to rip the guys who couldn't protect you from Lawrence Taylor or Aaron Donald? Sorry. Those are legendary players. This whole notion that you need to – what say? You want to go draft the offensive lineman? You're doing scouting now? You're going to scout who the best offensive linemen are? This is preposterous. What kind of NFL is this where you're worried about that? Worried about what players? Worried about the offensive line? Yes, you want more players, and you want the team to get the plus best players available. But the notion that they're not trying to do their jobs to earn their pay, earn their keep, is ridiculous. Russell Wilson, stop it. This whole notion. Don't throw an interception in the end zone. Win the second Super Bowl. You're the reason why your legacy is where it is. Nobody else.
Rob, aren't you the one always saying the players need to do something about them not hiring black coaches?
No, they need to do something about getting, not hiring black coaches and having a better, getting involved with personnel.
I didn't say that they need to pick who the guy is, but they can talk about it. They're not saying they want to pick.
I'm not buying this.
It's just you speaking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I'm not. I'm very consistent.
On the one hand, they should do something.
He doesn't know who the best offensive lines are.
But don't say nothing about coaches.
No, I didn't tell him that they should.
And since when in professional sports do you get credit for trying?
Because that's part of it, Chris. No, it ain't. Everybody can't deliver. And just like everybody can't win the Super Bowl every year. That doesn't mean that you didn't try. That doesn't mean you didn't try or play well.
You don't get points for trying.
No.
This is a dog-eat-dog league.
I'm not buying. Yes, you should get rid of.
And so is the NBA.
So they should get rid of all of the offensive linemen for the 10 worst teams, right?
If you don't
hold
your weight, if you don't pull your weight,
I ain't buying that.
Then you're going to get criticized. We criticize them. You
it
criticize
about
people that don't
them.
Deliver. I
Those guys are trying to protect
deliver.
Them. That's ridiculous.
Huh?
That's
what? That's
a bad move by Russell Wilson. A bad move.
He has been sacked 100 times more than any other quarterback in the league since he's joined the NFL. It's not like he's sacked, you know, middle of the road or even the worst in the league by one or two.
All I know is in the beginning of the season, the first 7 weeks, he was having an unbelievable season. He was putting up unbelievable numbers. And I'm sure that they were holding the line for him. So now all of a sudden when things go bad, now you're going to blame them. I'm not buying it.
He's been running for his life his entire career.
Not
you know that. That's his, calling card.
It.
He scrambles. He gets out of the pocket. He makes
Some
things
quarterbacks
happen.
Run into sacks as well. And they put their linemen in a bad position because they don't stay in the pocket.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on this spirited conversation. Did you have an issue with Russell Wilson voicing his frustrations today? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Iowa
Trash
Sam
Talking Tuesday.
Yes, that's
and I'm
right.
Trashing later on. I trashed on Deadspin earlier. I think that might have been aimed at Chris Broussard and some other fans, but I was trashing.
I'm not a prisoner of the moment. Who you're talking about. Shoot, that's craziness. That's foolish talk. All right, we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you take issue with Russell Wilson voicing his frustrations today?
All right, let's kick it off with blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Not so much. What about you guys?
We're doing good.
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. So, Rob Parker, stop it. Come on. he's gotten sacked like 490 times in his career, 100 times more than other quarterbacks. He's lucky he hasn't had an injury yet. I'd be frustrated if I were him. You're right, though. He did have a bad play in that interception at the one-yard line. But come on. Like, really? Like, let the man be frustrated. He needs an offensive line. Like,
you can be frustrated. You don't need to call out your offensive line in public. I'm telling you, it's a bad move by a quarterback. It doesn't work. It's not going to get anything fixed or make people feel good about him or want to block
for
him.
It was the scouting. He's trying to tell the scouts to draft, like, offensive line.
Like, do it behind closed doors. Don't do that on public. It sounds bad.
It's 2021. That's not how that works nowadays.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
good
it.
Call.
What about
good call.
Matthew in Winnipeg? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Winnipeg in Manitoba, correct?
Yeah, that's it. It's cold here. You're right. It's really cold. We're in the minus.
And the minus, I've never been to Winnipeg. There's like six Canadian cities I need to get to. You know, I've been to every
Don't come here. It's cold.
Don't come? I can't come in the summer?
It's cold. Yeah, it's not bad in the summer. Anyway, okay. I'm with you, though, Rob. You sold me. You sold me. At first, I was looking at this at a liberal approach. Yeah, okay, but even the Deshaun situation, similar. This all seems like, you know, why not give them a chance? But you're right. This is a bad move. You're right. When you say this kind of stuff, your locker room is going to see all these waves. Everybody hears all this stuff. They're looking at him now. Oh, you think you're bigger than us? Especially after you've got these big contracts. This makes no sense. I agree. These players can't NBA. They don't control everything. Maybe they should look at Pete Carroll, who's been there since the Louisiana Purchase, and maybe they should look at that kind of thing.
I love it, Matthew. He listens to the show. Chris, he
Matthew,
dropped in the Louisiana
need to pick
Purchase.
Some better stuff to say.
I love that. Good material. Very good, Matthew. Marty,
don't
in
say
Kentucky.
That anywhere else, Matthew. Do yourself a favor.
Marty in the Louisiana Purchase. I mean, Marty in Kentucky. You're in the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, fellas. I'm going to get straight to the point. You both made good points that I agreed with. Rob, I do agree that it's not the best idea when you're risking upsetting your teammates and making it look like you're putting them down. Russell Wilson's my favorite quarterback in the league. And I will say this. I agree with what Chris said. The pressure of winning a championship in the NFL is so big. The Super Bowl is so big. Everybody watches it. And it has an effect on these guys when they're watching Tom Brady have the power to go somewhere and make decisions, but experience matters in any job. And the man's 43 years old and been around a long time. He is 7 years older than Mike Tomlin was when he won a championship. It's a unique situation when a guy has that much experience and goes somewhere and he's a free agent compared to being much younger on a contract.
No doubt, Marty.
I hear you. I hear you. And
I think that's a fair point.
I would think, Rob, that Russell Wilson has the respect of his teammates to the point where I don't think they're going to look at this in the negative like that. Because they haven't done
their job. I disagree.
I mean, it'd be one thing if they were doing it. They know they've been giving up a record number of sacks. I mean, and I'm not even just trying to jump on them at this point. Like, they know. You know what I'm saying? If you're not getting it done, then if I'm getting it done or at least playing as well as most people in the league, then I'm going to be upset. Why are you calling me out? But I'm not getting it done on the offensive line. So what am I going to say? Or it's also sometimes, you know, with Deshaun Watson, Rob, they put, remember, the locker room told him, you speak for us when you say you want some say. We want, you know, it was like he was representing the whole team. So, I don't know. Is there something like that going on here? Some of the captains? I don't know. But, all right, we got a celebrity corner coming up momentarily. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Yes, we have just had this guy on recently, and I know he is excited as all get out. He is an awesome, an Emmy Award nominated producer. Some of his films, Stomp the Yard, Girls Trip, Think Like a Man, the great Will Packer, big time Tampa Bay Bucks fan. So we just going to turn it over to you for a moment, man. I know you are hyped.
Guys, listen, I just want to know, what's the weather like down on Earth right now? Because as I float above the clouds and I look down at you mere mortals who haven't had the Super Bowl bleep played in your home stadium, in your hometown, and watch your home team destroy, and I mean destroy, a team that they were supposed to lose to, I must imagine that you guys who walk and put your pants on one leg at a time and do all those mortal things, I must imagine that you guys are having just a normal Tuesday. But for me, my friend, for me, who was there every snap of every home game we were allowed to go to this season, who has been a fan, I was born in 74, the team was born in 76, I've been a fan since then, for me, my friends, it gets no better than this. And I just want to say, I know you guys have been waiting with bated breath for me to come back on your show and grace you with my presence. I am here. I am here, Odd Couple. You're welcome. I'm taking time out of my busy celebration to say hey to you guys.
You deserve that. You deserve that. Team hadn't been to the playoffs in 13 years. You deserve that.
Well, all I'm going to say is I just threw up in my mouth for the second time. Once Brady won, and after your little diatribe right there, whatever that was.
Yeah, Parker, that was for you, brother.
I know it was.
Especially for you. If that didn't make you want to jump out of your skin, I didn't do it right.
You what already up, know.
How we doing?
Yeah.
Yo,
hey,
what a game.
I'm great.
What a game,
I am great.
Guys.
I did pick the Chiefs. I did think they were going to win. But I also like Tom Brady. And I like seeing greatness. So I'm cool with it. Him winning number seven.
You know what's cool is that we're actually, like, you never know what's going to happen in the future. But the likelihood of this being matched, much less eclipsed, is so minuscule. And we're alive to see it. I was saying that to my son the other day. I was like, you know how you hear about people like Namath and Unitas and hear about when they used to play? And he was like, no, who are they? I'm like, okay, let me make it. Okay, I'm like, Brett Favre. You know how you hear about Brett Favre? He's like, oh, yeah, I saw him play before, you know. I was like, okay, I had to bring it down to, like, somebody his up. I was like, understand, you will be telling your grandkids that you saw Tom Brady play, that you were watching football when he was going out and killing all the records and winning 7 Super Bowls and going 10 times and all that stuff. This is stuff we're going to talk about forever, dude. We're literally experiencing it. And, like, nobody, just even the way the salary cap is set up, you know, the way the league is now, like, the likelihood of this ever being eclipsed is so minuscule. We just have to all, whether you're Bucks fan or not, you gotta say, you know what? We're experiencing greatness, and that doesn't happen with every generation. It literally doesn't.
I think Rob just threw up in his mouth
a third time. My goodness. I'm about to choke over here in Los Angeles.
Let me ask you this, Will. You're welcome.
Let me ask you this. Were you a Brady fan, or what were your thoughts on him before this year when he went to Tampa?
Cheered against him as hard as possible, bro, as hard as possible. I've been very fortunate to have been to a couple Super Bowls, right? So I was there with the Marshawn Lynch game. I was there with the 28-3 Falcon game. I've seen this man win when I was cheering against him so hard because you just don't want the guy who always wins to win again. I was that guy, right? After, I also was at the Super Bowl in Atlanta when they beat the Rams, his last appearance. And after that, when I said, you know what, I just got to give it to this guy. Like, he is just literally the greatest. And I stopped being such a Brady hater.
But how did you give it to him on that Super Bowl, Will? He had no touchdowns, one pick, a fumble. The Atlanta one. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant the Rams one. I was going to say.
No. I do mean the Rams. The Atlanta one and the Seattle ones pissed me off because I felt like the other team lost, right?
Right.
If you hand it to Marshawn Lynch
or
if the Falcons run the ball, he doesn't win those games. So I was like, Brady didn't win. The other team lost, right? Here's the thing about that Rams game. It wasn't that he came out and had a masterful performance, but he managed the game, and he did what he needed to do, and that was his sixth ring, and that's when I had to say, you know what? If I say anything other than this man is the greatest, I'm a hater. I am hating on him. That's
well,
the one where I had to
there.
Say.
There are haters out there.
I don't know. You know what? I think that, Will, that Tom Brady has joined the class of Robert Horry, you know, with 7 rings, you know. Those guys are one and the same now, you know.
Big shot Bob.
Big shot Bob, you know that.
I think Tom's got a little bit more of a claim to greatness than Big Shot Bob, but I take your point. He is in the 7 chip club now. You gotta give that to Rob Horry.
I want to ask you this because I'm big on intangibles, especially for a quarterback. Like, nobody in their right mind is going to say Tom Brady is the best passer of the football we've ever seen. Well, obviously, he's not athletic at all. But yet, he's the best.
Hold on, Chris. Let me say this to Will. Will, he had a dad bod before he had any kids. That's all I want to say.
That's the truth.
But listen, we all need to be on TV12's program and eating avocado ice cream because this man, I don't know how, has gotten more handsome as he's gotten older.
He looks
I don't know what
better
the hell
now.
He's doing.
He looks way better now than he did when he entered the league.
An awful dad bod. It wasn't just a dad bod. It was a bad dad bod. Right. Look at this dude now.
But here's what I want to ask you, Will. His intangibles, and I think it was similar for Joe Montana, any really truly great quarterback that wins a lot, your relationships with the players, your ability to get them to trust you, your leadership, you can galvanize the locker room. Everybody feels, because you're there, that they're better. In your field, when you're working with actors, are there actors that have that same impact on the rest of the cast?
Without it, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Chris. That's why you do what you do, brother. I'm not sure why you still carrying Rob along all this time.
Oh, we're
gonna stay focused, but Chris,
Will, when my TV sitcom hits the air, you remember this clip.
Here's what I will say: I actually do. I can relate to having that person who is a true leader who requires and expects excellence from everyone else around them, because it definitely translates in my industry. So I did a movie called Obsessed. It was starring Idris Elba, Ali Larder, and Beyonce, right? Some people listening right now may remember this movie.
Great.
And one thing that I know, and I've worked with some great actors, but Beyonce's work ethic, me working with her, like, directly on that movie, I literally walked away from that saying, I understand why she is who she is and why she's the best at what she does. She literally, her attention to detail, her willingness to do physical, real physical takes over and over and over again until it was perfect, until we got it right. I remember her saying to me, I came up to her, and I said, hey, you know, we were doing some stunts. It's a movie with her and Ali Larder getting the fight at the end. They got a big stunt sequence. And I said, are you okay? Do we need a break? You know, she said, do we have it? I said, yeah, I think we got it. We got some really good stuff. She said, no. Do we have it? Is it as good as it can be? And she put me on the spot. She looked me right in my eye. I got Beyonce looking me in my eye. Is it as good as it can be? And now this was like take 15. Clearly she's sweating. She's got on heels. She's doing all that. But I had to be honest. I said, you know what? We could do this, and this a little bit better, you know. And she said, let's go again. Let's go until it is as good as it. I'm telling you. Like, and the majority of actors would be like, you got it, right? As they're leaving to walk to their trailer. They'd be like, you can figure it out in editing, right? That is not Beyonce. And so I know what it's like to have people that have that absolute A++++ personality, drive, leadership, and they expect it from everybody around them, and it is so contagious. This was a good football team that got so much better because of what he brought to that locker room, and that's the intangible nature that you have in people that are at the very, very top of their fields. You name them, they got that. We got to peek behind the curtain, see a little bit of that in that Jordan documentary, and you see what drives those types. Tom is the same way. Beyonce is the same way. The people who are at the height of their field are there for a reason. It ain't luck, people. It ain't like you just, you know, figured out how to get a hit movie. You can get one hit movie. You can win a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But if you're going to be the absolute best unquestioned, you have to live it, breathe it all the time, and always strive for greatness, and you expect that from the people around you. And that's the difference, man. That's the difference.
One last thing, Will, and I get your excitement. I understand what you're saying. But this got to be a part of you, just a part. And here's why: there's a lot of people in NFL America who can't get on board with Tom Brady and his legacy and fully embrace it, because it comes with blemishes. It comes with a cheating scandal. It comes that he was suspended by the league. So, you know what? Everybody can't just, you know, grab hands and sing Kumbaya and hail Tom Brady. That's why his fans are out there still trying to convince everybody that he's the GOAT. Like, there should be no
nobody
convincing.
Nobody believes that.
No, there are people out there trying to convince other people. And do you understand that part of why some people can't embrace him all the way?
Of course. Absolutely. But there's first of all, yes. Absolutely. And he is clearly imperfect, and he's, you know, made some decisions and backed some folks and things that I got issues with, right?
Oh, yeah.
But
big
here's
time.
The thing.
Yep.
For sure. But even if you're not on board, you got issues with him, you say, I'll never cheer for the guy, I can understand that. I got you. I'm not going to try to convince you. But when it comes to pure, like, the quantitative, when you look at the stats, when you look at what he has done, that element of it, right? He didn't deflate balls for seven Super Bowls, 10 years in the Super Bowl seven champion. Like, he didn't, you know, he wasn't – you don't have enough where you can say, like, you know, it's not the Barry Bonds conversation, right, where you go, okay, he doesn't break the record without artificial help. Like, you have a lot of people that can say that. He's definitely got blemishes. He's clearly imperfect. But at the end of the day, there is enough actual, tangible, quantitative evidence that you have to say, if you're really looking at it with your cognitive ability, right? Not bias, not like, I don't like this team or that. Like, if you literally just look at what he has done, it's unmatched. And the 1 year during COVID, first time in the new office, brand new team, the most losing franchise in professional sports, right? Our winning percentage is lower than anybody across all four major sports. To take that team the first year to the Super Bowl, that's just undebatable. I'm sorry. And I'm not taking anything away from what you said, Rob, but that element is undebatable. You guys just
Will, great stuff, brother. And this is the ultimate compliment. And take this the right way. I counted. You made Rob Parker throw up in his mouth six times.
That's
during
a
that
record.
So
that's a record
that
on the Odd Couple. And you know what? And Will, okay. I'm going to save some of it for dinner later on, okay?
That's the great Will Packer, folks. Emmy nominated producer. Great stuff, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
We will talk to you soon, man.
All love. Talk soon. Take care,
brother. All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, we're going to talk briefly a little bit of MLB. And, Rob, you got a bone to pick with baseball.
Yeah, you know what? The union agreed to – now, what's weird, Chris, is that they didn't agree on the universal DH, which is weird. But they agreed
right,
to continue –
which I think is the most
– right, that's like extra job, right? That's thing, a that's right, a big right. job. Like, a DH can make a lot right. of money. So, I'm surprised that
Play
they
longer,
didn't go for that.
Yeah.
But I'm just not that cool with. I understood it for a 60 game season, but why we're playing 7-inning doubleheaders? I don't know. I guess they still believe that, you know, with the COVID, that they have no choice and there could be cancellation. So maybe a little bit, but putting a man on second base again for the regular season so that you could avoid extra innings, I'm just not cool with that. It just doesn't sit right. And baseball knows it's right, Chris, because they won't use it in the playoffs. Because can you imagine a great Game 7 of the World Series and you put the runner on second base with nobody out because you're going into extra innings. One guy bunts the guy over to third base, and then there's a pass ball or a fly ball. You would lose the World Series on that. Tell me that if you were a fan, you wouldn't feel cheated.
Oh, you definitely would. I mean, generally, I think the rules should be the same for the regular season as they are for the playoffs. But I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to avoid, you know, really long regular season games, as you know, 18 innings, whatever. And they don't mind doing that if it's the playoffs. But in the regular season, you don't want to do it. But I get it because it seems gimmicky. I mean, next thing you know, if you go past 12 innings – and the man on second still hasn't won the game. From what I hear, they're going to have a home run derby to settle it.
No, okay. Now you're getting silly. What are you drinking in that cup? Hey, here's the other one, Chris. Can you imagine somebody's pitching a no-hitter? You go to the 10th inning. They put a runner on second base. He's bunted over. He comes in on a sacrifice fly. You could pitch a 10-inning no hitter and lose because they put the man on second base to start extra innings.
Yeah, that'd be upsetting.
Think about that.
I mean, when's the last time a guy went into extra innings with a no hitter in today's game? You know?
No, I'm just saying, but it could happen.
Yeah, it's possible. I get it. You don't want gimmicks. You know what I'm saying? You want the integrity. You don't want an NBA game settled with a free throw shooting contest. Or something like that. So I get where you're coming from, totally.
Yeah, I just think that, I get some of it, but some of it I don't. If you asked them to take some commercials out, Chris, and not have extra warm-ups and throwing around the horn, you know what I mean? If you do that, then they're not going to do that to speed
up
the game,
right?
You
warm up in the bullpen. Right. You know, you should be at a pitch or two on the mound, you know, and you're ready to go. So, yeah, I'm not as hot about it as you because I get it. It does make sense. But I just think it's just odd that you're going to have different rules for the regular season and the playoffs, though I do understand it. All right, we got 2 hours left, and it is about to get spirited up in here.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.